Okay, so let's try to put Shlichus Yad into life a little bit.
Right.
Halacha Lamaisa.
We're waiting for this. Sorry.
And let's start like this. I started with a story. Was a
Ruben,
story
story
like this.
starting right now.
What?
So, we
Yeah,
told
we're
Ruben the story starting right now. Good.
good. Okay. So Reuven had to go to the airport. We go into the airport, and he didn't want to park. They leave his car there. So he asked Shimon, a bacher, he
Doing?
knows, whatever, like he hangs around the family. They know him very well. They asked him if they, if they, Reuven asked him if he could take him to the airport and drive him there. He had this bacher, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of extra time in his hands, but he was going to pay him anyways. And he would drive him to the airport, and then he would drive the car back home. And then when it's time to get picked up, he'll pick him up again from the airport. Basically, he hired Shimon. Reuven hired Shimon to drive him to the airport and back. I guess a week later, whatever it was, when he was coming back. Now this Shimon boy, he figured like this: you know what? I'm making money from Reuven. He's driving Reuven's own car, and he said, you know what? I can make more money. He found out, he heard whatever he figured out and found out somehow someone that was going to come coming back, someone that was that came back from Eretz Yisrael, landed in here in America, is coming back and needs to be driven back to Lakewood. And it's Mamish on the way home. So he says, why don't I just pick up this guy? I'll charge him, whatever. Maybe I'll do it for free, maybe I'll whatever. Obviously, have to charge him. And he'll pick up this guy from the airport. He'll wait around a little bit at the airport, no problem waiting around. He had time to wait around. And whatever it was, he'll pick up this guy that's just coming back and drive him on the way home to Lakewood. And Kachava, he worked it out. And he made sure he knew that he knew he was a very Erlich HaBacha, and he knew that Lamaisa could be the gas is going to be more because now Lamaisa, it's going to be an extra baggage inside the car on the way home back to Reuven's house. And this guy was mamish on the way, so he's not going out of the way. So he knew he's going to fill up gas to make sure that to level out in case whatever this extra baggage is going to cost. Lamaisa, that's what he did. And he's driving, and middle of nowhere, someone smashes into the car. The car was still drivable, everything's perfect, but Lamaisa, there was an accident, and he was a complete oinus, this guy, the Shimon boy, this Bacher. And okay, so he's oinus, right? He's a Shoy Mesach, he's Pater Boinson, right? He was hired as a Shoy Mesach, he's Pater Boinson. Okay, but the question here is could we be mechayiv him? We have two tzedakim to be mechayiv him now. Could we be mechayiv him al show shloim midas because the maaser he took Yenim's car, right? He originally was a shoy mesach, paid hired driver, drive the guy to the airport, drive the car home, and now what did he do? He took Reuven's car, which he had rightfully had the rights to use, and he also used it for his own personal needs by picking up somebody else. Let's call him Levi and bringing him home. So does he become a shoyl now on the car, and or does he become a shaleich yad? He's a shoy mesacha, and maybe he turns into a shaleich yad because he went ahead and he loaded someone else into the car. Shloim brishos. So he's been mishtamish with the car shloim brishos. So maybe now he turns into a shaleich yad to become. And if he's a shaleich yad to become, or he's a shoyl shloim midas, he's chayv and einzin. So then he'd be chayv and einzin. So
So
that's the
even
language.
if he's showing midas,
Even
what
if
is
he's shel
the
midas,
difference? He's still a showing.
right. Even if he's shel midas, right. He happens to be here. He's a shel midas, right.
My
So,
question is, like, if he had permission, let's say, to use the shtickle for himself, like to stop off along the way to have some coffee or whatever, would that make it like that's part of the schirus, and then the whole entire thing is showing
right.
his car,
That will
or?
be part of shel midas, right. That will be part of the schiris and go into shel midas, right. But here it was a separate thing. It was not the chalal part of their transaction. He went ahead on his own. He took the car as a sheol, and so the question is he a sheol? He happens to be a shloim b'dat sheol. He's a sheol, and maybe he's a shleich yad b'kav. Okay, that's the first sheol. Now,
I had a similar type of case.
what?
I had a similar type of case, but the diav of the Rakshon, there's no accident at the end of the story, but I hired a driver instead of using Lakeway or what are these things. I call one of the guys and say, you know what, just use my van.
instead of using your thing, I have to make every shtickle or whatever sorts of cards, whatever, you know, you could use my van, take me to the airport and bring it back to my house afterwards. Like, so without telling me, he worked it out that he picked up another family. So he dropped me off and picked another family on the way
back. Your car?
With my car.
Wow, okay, Mamish Baruch Hashem.
He didn't drive out of the way. It was in the same airport. He dropped up in Newark and picked the same family. Now, Baruch Hashem, there's no accident in the story. But...
Okay. Yeah, great. All right. Mamish Shav is Maisa. Okay, very good. So let's see what
you're saying. So I'm trying to think if it was even the smas type of thing, right? Well, Maisa afterwards, I was still annoyed. I was like, if you would have asked me, I probably would have said fine, but like without the asking, it's still a chutzpah. So like now what I do, right?
Right. Okay, so let's discuss. So, all right. So before I discuss the Shaila, in order to discuss it, I want to introduce another story. It's a little interesting story, but again, Reuven's family were going away for a week in the summer, and they had a pet rabbit. And they didn't want it. They can't leave it there in the house. So they asked Shimon's family if they're willing to take in the pet rabbit for a week. And don't take care of it, whatever. So this, it was a big discussion. Rabbits and little animals in the house. Mice, they took it in, and they were asking to take the rabbit, and they put it in their backyard in the cage. And at some point, they called up Reuven's family, the kids. They called up and they said, "You know what? Why don't you could use the rabbit if you want. You can have fun with it. You know, thank you for watching it. But if you want, we don't mind if you. We forgot to tell you. You know, we don't mind if you play with it." Let the kids play with the rabbit. And we do a bunch of rabbits. So let the kids play with the rabbits. And, okay. Well, one of the rabbits died. One of the rabbits died. So now the question here is now, so what din do they have? They were shomrim on the rabbits, right? And but now they use the rabbits. So if they died, and I'm not no malacha here. So really, if they died, you potter, right? It's a regular oinus. Mesa kedarka, the guy that was no pshu, was mesa kedarka, you potter. But here, the thing is that do we say you became a shoyl, with the fact that maybe you become a shoyl now that they were allowed to use the rabbits? In other words, it wasn't Bateri's payment. It was only later that they gave them permission, like we were saying before. So do they become a shoyl now? Do they have a din as a shoyl? They'll have to pay for that rabbit that died. That's chiv oinsin. Okay. So now let's start answering the shoyls and get into our sugya. Okay. So Rashi made headlines over here with this big question that he asked in the sugya, where the Gemara wanted to make a raya, the Rav holds, the shlichas yad, is ain't it shlichas chasar from the story of the Gemara and the Brisa where the guy was shomer, he was roya the animals there in the Eifer. And it was a niach makaba to wound by Aleo, and he went to the ear, and then Umaisa Ari came and ate it up. So the Gemara says he's chayiv. Brisa says he's chayiv because he's a shleich yad the kol. Correct. Gemara of Olei Chosro, and so you see shleich yad is any tzrich chasor. Correct. Rashi, the big question that all the Rishonim deal with about like six terutzim, I think, to this question is that what happened? Maybe who mechateis is chayiv midin shleich yad, and you have a riot ain't tzrich chasor. Maybe the chiv is shosh lamidas gazlu. Maybe that's the chiv. Okay, that's Rashi's kash. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says the kash is not a kasha, b'chalal, it's not shver. Why not? So he uses a shyness of avotay meshudov mishum the high roye. This guy that's roye over here, that's a niach makom b'tumil. Loi shoyel avi, loi gazlu ham. The kivon deinim of atelas mimlechsa bayrim. He didn't take anything. He didn't take it at all. Any from where it was supposed to be. It's still roya beifer vaylechis in vaporo b'mokum shadasa bayrim shtei shom. So dein zed daitei lo yitzio yimerushus habayrim, and he never had the intention to even take it out of the rishus habayrim whatsoever. And all he did was shariyeh nishtamish b'kula. He was mishtamish it. But he wasn't mishtamish with all of it. And should yotzienem and melech sabayim. And the Muhammad's views are very similar to Shainis. So the simple understanding of the Rambam, what the Rambam means to say is that in order to become a shoyl, midas, shloy midas, whatever it is, what you got to do is you need to take the ishtamshis. You need to take the ishtamshis. A shoyl, that's what a shoyl is. A shoyl is, he borrows, he takes the chayfetz, he's kind of the chayfetz for its ishtamshus. That's what a shoyl is. Shoyl shlemidas is the same thing. He takes the chayfetz for its ishtamshus. So it sounds like the Ramban is saying, is that if you were mishtamish with mixus of it, you're not really taking the full thing. You're only going to put makav betulumele, but your mom is going to keep it. And you're keeping and you're watching it. You're not taking all the shtamches. You don't want to take it to take. You're not trying to take the animal for use for yourself. You're keeping it in the rishus wig being shomer. What you're doing is you're just going to use a little bit of it. So that's not a shoyu. That's not a shoyu. Not a shoyu and not a gazel. Not a shoyim shom das gazel. Not even a shoyu, because he's not moitzi in rishus abayim. That's the simple understanding of the Ramban. The Ran brings the Ramban, and the Ran says different words. And he says words like this. He adds words to the Ramban. V'shein bo l'bayim shum anoch klau, ela kol anoch shel ha-shoyu. In order to be a shoyu, you have kol anoch. That's the what defines a shoyu is that kol anoch shelon. The Zainakin, Shaf Bashas, Shemaka, the Tumele, Ari Roy Bafel, El Hamed, but what should ask about Shay Shom? A fico, English Ivan Mater Shoya, or Mater Shleach Yah. So, right, what the Ran is sounds like is saying, and many acronym learning the Ran, is that we all know why is a Shoya Chayvin Oinsen? What's the Pshat? So, what could the guy do? You can't be Shoya from Oinsen. What's the Pshat is Chayvin Oinsen? So, a lot of you Shayna learn is because since it's called an Oshaloi, so it's Nechshim that he owns the Chayfis. So when the oinus happened in his rishos. You took the entire thing. It's called an oshulcha. It's yours. When we learn sheila, they discuss if you have to give him a zoinus, whatever, that shouldn't be taken away from kol an oshulai. But obviously that's not because you have to feed it for it to live. But so the akaponim a shoyl is chayv in oitzim because kol an oshulai. If kol an osh not shulai, so you're not a shoyl. Who are then a shoyl from das gaz? And he also has to fit into the category of a shoyl. It's just shoyl midas. So it sounds like the Ran is saying that the problem here is that there's no Kohen Oshalom. And the Archbain and they're going like that. Shohantaka, they're going like that in the Ran. The Nesivis Bayos, if you've gotten days, seems like he did not understand this to be the Nakuda. Our Nesivis, when he brings the Ran, he really, if you look inside the Ran, the quote that the Nesivis brings from the Ran is not really the Ran's teretz. If you look at the Ran says what I just told you, the words that I just told you. And Nesivis doesn't quote these words whatsoever. He brings a different half of the Ran, which I hope to get to later on in the Chabur, where he discusses why he has a big kasha, why it's not chosar. We're going to get to that. But and there he taka says words that are very similar to Ramban. So anyways, it's mevor from the Nesivis that he understood, that, like the way in the Ran also, like what I said before, that has nothing to do with the problem of being Kohen or Shaloi. That's not the problem that Kohen, it's not Kohen or Shaloi. The problem really is that you didn't take the full Shtamshis. Now that could be, that's how the Nesivis learns the problem when you have something that's not Kohen or Shaloi. The problem isn't because that we can't say that the problem is that you don't have a full kingdom. You need to have a full kingdom. So really it could all be the same, really same thing. In other words, you need to have a full kinyan. Of course, not calling us shulchol, you don't have a full kinyan. And that's, if you look really in the Lashon of the Ran, even in his parrots, you'll see that it seems like that's really what the Ran means, and like the Ramban, that you need to have a full kinyan. If you not take the full shtamps, he's not a shoyl.
Okay. He has a different kirsa in the Ran. He adds words that we don't have.
That's what I'm saying. But he is really quoting from the Ran a little later on. He will later, at the end of that big Ran, He is quoting pieces from that. You'll see. It does fit. But he mixes
right, but he adds that last sentence of Loi Hoytim which is violent.
Right. So that in the Ran is put before. Right. So that in the Ran is put before. That Lashon is in the Ran, but it's put a little before. So he does. He cuts and pastes. So it's interesting. He cuts and pastes the Ran. And it's funny, he didn't bring the place where the Ran really says the Teretz. Very interesting. Okay, so we have this Ramban. This Ramban. Is that Ramban says in order to be a shoyl, you need to take the full shtamps. You need to have a kinyan on the full shtamps. So by us in our case, let's first speak about the case of the, let's just go over the case of the rabbits. So in the case of the rabbits, so it's sitting there, the kids are playing with it, but at the same time it's being shomer. They're taking care of the rabbits at the same time they're playing with the rabbits. So this is mamisha case where we have a real life case, a roya beifer. The Ramban says you're not a shoyl. So there's no mock with the Mechaim, them over here, I'll shave it, right? Okay, however, The Machan Ephraim and Shoyim Simchav Ches, he says like this. He says it's Poshetim. He rather declares this. He says it's going to come out. Any Shoyimer that takes a Sheila at any point is going to become, he will never be a Shoyim because he's always also doing Shmira. So the Machan Ephraim says, no. Ad kan lo yomru, learn bam the ran, el baroya shnik, makli bishoshi, roya beifer, in the edir, bemokum shadas of vayim, vareo oisen meleches of vayim, gamke. He's mamash osak. Now he's not just watching it. He's osak. He's doing the meleches of vayim. Because over there, by the story with the poro, it's roya beifer, it needs to graze. He's taking it out for it to graze in the fields. So if he's taking it out to be grazed in the fields, he's mamash doing meleches of vayim. So then, that's when the Ramban and the Ran say, that there's a problem that you didn't take the whole Indian. It's not called an oshaloi because the nice, you know, mamish being oisik bim lech sabayim. But if you're not being oisik bim lech sabayim, it's not being shomer, you're not actually the poil going in and do something. Vada and Ramban and the Ram would never say that. Memeila Vada, in our case, according to the Machan Ephraim, they would be a regular shoyl, they'd be chayav in oisik.
If they only take out the rabbits to play with them when they change the water, when they're cleaning out the cage, whatever it is.
I hear
you can't do both simultaneously, right? But if in the process of cleaning out the cage, they're playing with it, that avada would be case of roya.
I don't know. Don't play with it. I hear. Maybe. If yeah, who told you to play with it? You don't have to play with it. Okay. I know if you're doing milech sabayim, you have to be doing mahinech makav tu meleil was mamish b'shas. The shtamshus was mamish b'shas the roya behavior. Mamish at the same time.
I guess, but how much of malacha is roya? Meaning he's sitting around. As long as the cow's not moving, the cow's eating, right?
What are you doing? I don't know where to draw the line. But okay. So now that's the Machan Ephraim. Rav Meir Simcha says like this. Rav Meir Simcha also goes on this Machan Ephraim. He's also going on this Ramban. Rav Meir Simcha in the Chiddush of Rav Meir Simcha. And he says it's poshitim that the whole Ramban and the Ran is dafka by Hashem Mesochim. Because we know we're going to learn later when we get to Hashem Mesochim that Hashem Mesochim has a chiyuv for Yoshev and Meshamer. You can't just put it in a box and say he's what? There's a chiyuv Yoshev and Meshamer by Hashem Mesochim. So by Hashem Mesochim, where it's mamish very similar to by Hashem Mesochim, where you're mamish osik, you're automatically always osik. It comes out much better than Machan Ephraim. Going to Machan Ephraim, you know, Hashem Mesochim maybe also is not always. Because when you watch it, if you know, I don't know if it's considered always oisik b'melech sabayim. Rav Meir Simcha saying for Hashem Esach, it's always oisik b'melech sabayim, always. Because you have, because your chiv is to be yoshev b'meshamer. That's what. So
and then you're potter, and then you're always potter for.
And then you're always potter, right? By Hashem Esach, mashik by Hashem Mechinon, where your chiv is just not to be pesheya. So as long as you put it in a box, you're good to go. So there wouldn't be any problem. According to so in this case, if they were paid for the rabbits, then they would be shame yisachar. So then, also even according to Rabbi Simcha, they wouldn't be ashamed. However, like this, there is the famous the Mukiyos. The problem is everyone's up against a big rush. Mukiyos is clear that not like Rabbi Simcha, not Machan Ephraim. Now Machan Ephraim is actually coming to argue on the Mukiyos. Mukiyos asks in our Mishnah, and he asks on the case of the safe of the Mishnah, where Yichtaloi Bagam Bokim, Betiltalov, Nishbro, Bemitech Yod, Bemishnicha, the Gemara says, if you picked it up with Tzarkoi, so he's Chayiv. Well, he states the Mishnah, and Yichtaloi Bagam is Avdafka, because the Gemara says we're going according to Rikivo. It makes no difference, we're passing our Kabyochen on, right? That the Mishnah is going according to Rikivo, and it makes no difference, Yichtaloi. And anyways, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, as he picked it up with Tzarkoi, he's Chayiv. So the Mukiyos is clearly saying, forget about doing it. All you do is if it's in the house, it's being shomer. If it's being shomer, and there's not the chab between the shem mechina and the shem besach, the mission is going by everybody. The mission. So is mafurish in the Muki Yosef that the Muki Yosef understood that according to the Ramban, kohen oshloi means that the bayim has to have zero hanol from what's going on. If the bayim is having any hanol from the shoyu at any point, So then that's not going on Shaloi and Shaloi's potter. So we have often a Muki Yosef that's potter. So according to in our case, according to the Muki Yosef, you're potter. However, our Nesivis Bayos, since they've gotten Aleph, he's going discussing the Ramah, right? So he's making the Ramah, is talking about the Ramah is talking about we're talking about a Dovah Sheng Lach Poder, and since a Dovah Sheng Lach Poder, so he's not a Shoshal Midas, right? Well, let me just mark this this for 1 second. One of the Tarutz and Tarashi's question, why is it not a Shoshal Midas? In that case, V'niach Makel V'Tulum V'Yileo. One of the Terutzim, which is brought in, I think it's Rabbeinu Peretz, and for sure Tosfos Rosh also, they say the reason why it's not Shach Shosh L'Midas over there is because it's a Dovah Sheng Lach Poder. They put a Makel V'Tulumoy on the Behemah, as it's Roy Beifer, but there's Mamish Dovah Sheng Lach Poder. The Megal's Poshet, there's no Shosh L'Midas Gas. They state in the Rosh, and they state in, I believe it's Rabbeinu Peretz also. They both brought in the Shittu.
But the Rosh Tichazgat?
What? But Shri Chesiyad, yes. But Shri Chesiyad, yes. Shrikas Yad is even above, they say clear Shrikas Yad is even on Dovah Sheng Lach Poder, but Shosh Lamidas not. So they clearly hold that there's no Shosh Lamidas by Dovah Sheng Lach Poder, and as I've mentioned, the Rajma brings in the Rabbi that like that, and our Sigur also, and many other, and I was like, many showing them all, there's no Issa of Shosh Lamidas by Dovah Sheng Lach Poder, and it seems like that from the Smile over here, it seems like that from the Bach over here. And the Nesivis also goes like that, passes like that, brings a ride from Toysus and Bob Metzio. But you'll see when you get the Nesivis of Cotton Gimel, he holds it's also a Chatchilo. You have to ask permission first. A separate discussion. But anyways, so the Nesivis is going down. The Nesivis says, our case, Adobe Shengwak. And then the Nesivis says like this. So what? But Yechayiv, so what are you Chayiv for? In our case, Yechayiv midin Shoyl, the Nesivis learns. Our Ramah is chayiv midin shoyl. Shoyl slash shoyl shloim midas. Not a real shoyl shloim midas because it's Dovah Sheng Lach Poder, but shoyl because he is using it. He did take a shayl, but ki gazlin because he didn't ask permission. And since he didn't ask permission, so he's ki gazlin. And the Melo, that's why he's chayiv. That's how the Sivis learns our Ramah. He's like an in-between. He didn't ask permission, but it's Dovah Sheng Lach Poder. However, so he is a shoyl. He's going to be chayv in oitzim because he is a shoyl. Well, he's kid gazlin because he should have asked permission. Anyways,
Can we back up a second? Just go back how we got into the Ramah. Still holding at the Gemara with Rabbeinu Peretz. How do we merge?
I just brought up Rabbeinu Peretz for a second just to bring out this shito that the Nesivis, the Smad, the Bach are going in with, that they hold the Dovah Sheng Lach Poder is not a shoyl shumidas gazlin. That's all. I sidetracked it for a minute just to bring out that many of you showing him hold this way also. That's all. But so now let's go. I'm going back just to the Nesivis now. So Nesivis learns that's the case in the Mechaber. We're talking about he's a Shoyul slash Shoyul Shloim Midas. Okay? So he's five.
Can I bother you just to say the Mechaber Ramah again? Because
he's learning the case of the Ramah that says that I don't want to get into I don't want to say the Mechaber yet. I'm going to Ramah. The Ramah says that you can put it back and it's not kosher shmiru. When the Ramah says you can put it back and it's not kosher shmiru, your yotze chazorah is because we're talking about where he's really only chai vidin shoyu. He's not really chai vidin shoyu shlumidas. He's really only chai vidin shoyu. That's why it's not kosher shmiru, because the Bayam is very nichele, because it's a davar shein lach poder, so he can put it back. So he's not really a gazlan. That's how the Nesivis learns our case. He's not really a gazlan, because with Dovah Sheng Lach Poder. Now the Nesivis said, but he's still chayim, right? Because he's a shoyl. Comes along the Nesivis and says, in a Sifkot Nalef, you have to learn there are case of the Ramos speaking about Dafka lo yichter goy mokim. Lo yichter goy mokim. Because if it was yichter goy mokim, he brings in a Muki Yosef, the Muki Yosef that I just said over. The Nesivis brings in a Muki Yosef that says, if it was yichter goy mokim, says no kohan or shaloi, he would not even be a shoyl. Wouldn't even be a shoyl because if it's yichter goy mokim, so the Bayam was benefiting from it. So you see from this in the Sivis that he's very
valid, but he didn't take it out of the mokim
and he didn't take it out of the mokim. So you see that the Sivis is eliminating.
Why do you like mokim any better?
Oh, so the svar is like this. So the svar is that Because if I would be in a serious and mivor, that if I would be, if the Bible is now yichtal yimakim, so then there's no, then it's kono shaloy of the shoyo, because he's taking a shayla, right? And the fact that he's also a shomer, okay, shkoyach, he's not really doing anything right now, like what the Machan Ephraim and the Merid Mason were bringing out.
Because the Bible couldn't care less? Because the Bible couldn't care less.
Right, the Bible couldn't care less, right. In other words, the point is that he's not doing any, no, one second, not the Bible couldn't care less. The word is he's not doing anything for the Bible. He's not being osik. He's not giving any ano from the Bible. There's no ano. But if it would be yichto le'mokim, then there is ano, because beside his she'ego, he should take it out. If I'm taking a she'ego, I'm going to take it where I want, right? But I'm keeping it in the place where you want it to be mishtamish with, and you're only in the place where you asked me to do it, where you asked me to put it. So then that's considered a shimish for the Bible. That's considered like he's doing something for the Bible. So we have an asivus here that's clearly limiting this Nemuki Yosef to yichto le'mokim. Now the Maiso, Reb Meir Simcha's chayru completely, the Minchas Pitim is chayru on the Nesivis. And he says, you're looking at the simple Nemuki Yosef, it's not true. It's not talking about yichto le'mokim. And Reb Meir Simcha also says, the Vada's not speaking about yichto le'mokim. And they're both chayru on the Nesivis. Okay. Now,
So they hold that even if it's not
Yichdel Makom, they hold that Yosef is clearly speaking about, even if it's not Yichdel Makom. Because the Mishnah was, because the Gemara comes out that the case of the Mishnah, Yichdel Makom Zav Dafka. So if Yichdel Makom Zav Dafka, so then obviously the Mukyosef's go, his Mukyosef's cash was on the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, it wasn't Yichdel Makom. So you see clearly that in the Mukyosef's passions and Mukyosef's, his problem was that you shouldn't be a shoy, you should not be a shoy, because not in Koran or shoy would be even by Stam Shmir, even without Yichtoi Mok. Okay, so now, the next question is like this. Okay, so now we have a big machlekes now in our case with this rabbit over here. According to Rabbi Simcha and the Machan Ephraim, so there's nothing to talk about. In our case, they're going to be regular shoymer. According to the Muki Yosef,
and their potter.
And they'll be chayiv because they were never mishamish as a bayim.
According to the who way, this is the Machan Ephraim and the.
Oh, according to Machan Ephraim that said that you have to actually be an oisik mamish, like you have to be roya be'efer mamish. The Machan Ephraim said that the Ramban only said ishtikel. I'm not going to Muki Yosef yet. I'm going to the Machan Ephraim that's chayuk on the Muki Yosef, and he holds that the Ramban only said what he said only when he's actually working for the bayim. And Rav Meir Simcha also, that they're saying, that they are saying that the Ramban was only speaking about when he was a Shomer Sochem, was actively working for the Bible. So then in our case, obviously, the guy's going to be a regular Shomer. But according to the Muki Yosef, so we have a Machlekes now, how to understand the Muki Yosef. According to the Muki Yosef, that would be their save over here. The Muki Yosef would save them from being a Shomer, right? They would not have a Dinas Shomer, they'd be part of an Eitzin. But we have a machlokes in the Muki Yosef itself. According to the Sivus, they will be chayiv because he needs yichtei mokim. But according to the Rebbe Simcha, sheet on the Muki Yosef and the Menchas Pitim, so then according to Muki Yosef, you would say be able to say they would not be have a din as a shoyl. It would not be called a shoyl, and then they would be potter. Okay. So now I will call myself. What should we do?
And the rabbit was not a yichtei mokim.
No.
He didn't put it in a cage, or I guess. Or
it didn't care where it went. It didn't care where it went. They watch it. That's right. It. So chayra, it's poshut that they could say chayra kimli, like the nesivis. One second. Do we paskin like this Ramban? That's the next step. Do we paskin like this Ramban? This Ramban came to answer Rashi's kashin. So everybody that says a different teretz than the Ramban obviously argues. Rashi argues, Rajba argues, Ridlo argues, anyone that says the Ramban teretz, it's a Taisus Arosh. The Torah argues, because the Torah, when I get to the Torah Be'ez Hashem soon, the Torah has a different shot in that Gemara. So everyone argues with Chayyim. But the Nesivis came here and brings in the Ramban. And then the Sivis said that he didn't find anyone that argues on the Ramban. I believe he says it in Sifkot Beis, I think. That the halach is pashut like the Ramban. And nobody argues on the Ramban. Pashtis, everyone argues on the Ramban. And l'chayri, even the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Pashtis, I will show you later, argue on the Ramban. But Maiso, I guess what they hold is that they may be other terutzim in the Sivis holds. Maybe other terutzim, but they hold the Yisrael of the Ramban is also true. Memegel in the Sivis holds that the Ramban is a local Maiso. I think the what's the name? Rabbi Simcha, he writes a lashon of Roy Rishayna Machalik on the Ramban. Okay, so halacha ma'isa, what do we do here? So chayyir it's poshut. It's been poshut that they can say Kimberly like the Nesivis that halacha is like the Ramban, right? The Ramban, the Ra, the Muki Yosef, the holds like that also. And chayyir he could say Kimberly like the Nesivis, like they hold of the Muki Yosef against the Nesivis that even go yichter gemarkin. Why not, right? Saying you could say Kimberly. So it would come out that they couldn't, they'll be potter. They could say Kimberly like the Nesivis, so we pass like the Mukhi Yosef Ramban and the Steris. And they could say Kimberly also that we don't hold of the, none of the Machan Ephraim. Well, we're going like the Mukhi Yosef, so obviously we don't have the Machan Ephraim, and obviously we don't have Ramei Simchas Chiluk. We could pass them like the Mukhi Yosef and like the Menchas Petim and the Ramei Simcha that it's going even go Yichtli and Mokim. The Memegel, they would not have a dinner as a Shoyo. And because not calling a shloy, since they're watching the part rabbits for the Bible, memegel they would be considered, they would not be considered shoyl, shloy midas, shoyl whatever midas, shloy midas. Here was midas. I'm sorry, this story was midas. He gave him permission. They would not have a din as a shoyl, and they would be part of the nitzim. Back to the, and they would just be regular shem besacha, and they didn't do anything wrong. It was a regular misa, so meisa kedarka linus. Okay, that's the story with this. Now we could with take this. And go back into our shayla now with the first shayla of the car of the shimon that drove the car back and forth to the airport and picked somebody up. So now we're going to go obviously straight right into now. What din does he have? Is he a shayla? Okay, so now first we're going to discuss if he has a din as a shayla, then we'll get the shechziah. So in the first story, there's no shechziah because it was permission. Over here now, so chayra. Again, the Ramban, the same business, the same shmuz that we just went through. They were driving the car, Shimon is driving the car back from the airport for the Rishus of Shimon. Shimon wanted him to drive, I'm sorry. Reuven asked him to drive the car back home. And they picked somebody up in the middle. So he's a shoyl. But the problem is, Bishas is shayl, he's mamish oisik b'melech sabayim. So here, according to everybody, l'chayim, here you have Reb Meir Simcha, you have the Machan Ephraim. He's mamish being oisik b'mlech sabayim
k'mshutik ha-mashmoy. Is that even when he detours?
What?
Is that even when he detours?
No, clearly not.
That's only when these people live on the same house, right. Block and everything.
Right. No one cares exactly what street you get home on.
Okay, but I'm just saying, if it's a significant distance, right?
Yeah, clear.
The whole drive is on the mlech sabayim.
Clear.
Block, let's say.
It's going to be some of it, it's not Malach Hasbayim, right?
What?
It's going to be some part of it, it's not Malach Hasbayim. It depends when the accident happened.
I think it's one Maisa returning the car. I don't think it's 16. Every block is a different Maisa. It's one Maisa.
Yeah, I'm saying anything that he did that he had to go for the Bayim, obviously Malach Hasbayim. If he did something that he didn't have to do, he went a longer way, or he went around, you know, then that came out.
What do you mean? This is the smart that you did something that you know that the guy was master.
That's we have to handle in the beginning. It's not so simple.
Is this a double shing like pod? Well, no one can decide on that.
On a ride in their car.
Okay, no one can decide on that. Okay, maybe you'll pop in.
Decide that a person's makpid.
I have a DD Havoda. Not this specific case. Like I had a driver use my van to get on. He ended up circling. I took back another family. I paid him a driver, and then he used my car without telling me to pick up another family from the airport.
But now going out of the way.
No, that's a different story.
I said I'll leave it up for them. Sorry, shoot at the diner. Let's get with Mamish Toy in the right, whatever, however you feel. That's how you feel. Okay. So now, So okay, so L'chaire over here, you have the Ramban, you have everybody. If you that's again, if we hold that we paskin, you hold like we paskin, you have the Ramban. But then again, L'chaire mitzad L'chaire b'posh, you could say Kimberly like the Nesivis, and it holds that you could say that we pass like the Ramban. Okay, now so the shay was out. The shay was the story is out the door. L'chaire is no shay. Now let's down if you give chayim on shrichas yad. Okay, so shrichas yad is like this. So comes along the tour. We have here the tour that says Mordik Roshonis. He says Mishael Bo Yad, which is a mechaba also. The tour of the mechaba said the same thing. The mechaba passes straight out of the tour. What is shrichas yad? He doesn't even tell you. He just says Mishael Bo Yad. I feel any mechaba when goes loy. He didn't try to steal b'chayim or shtamish boy. You're just doing just a shtamches kumbi b'rishusay v'chay v'ointzim. And even if Afu b'shadai when you shtamish boy, why? Because the shchisyad didn't see chesar. Okay, but comes along the Torah and is moisif earth shattering hoysof. Rak shig b'yena kidei v'shtamish bo tashvish mechasrin. However, you have to pick it up the least with the das to be mechasrin or tashvish that is mechasrin. Oh, it's chay, you chosar. But we might be passing in the chasarin, but we passing that you need das a chasar, right? So if you need das a chasar, then you have to be magbiit or tashmish that's going to be mechasar. I'm the bio shlatsis boy tashmish ain't a mechasar. But if you pick it up a tashmish to do, you're going to be mishtamish with it. You're going to use it. But if a tashmish that's not mechasar, ain't a chay mishasar bo el mishas tashmish. Then you no longer shalech yad. And you fall into the category of Shosh Lamidas. And Shosh Lamidas is only Chayiv when you actually make the Shtamshus, but not with that Bo and Meshicho. Those Kinyonim are only for a Shlichas Yad. But a Shoyol is only Chayiv, Midas, Shloim Midas. That's going to be a big discussion. But a Shoyol, Shloim Midas Akaponim, is only Chayiv if he's actually Meshtamshin. That's when the kinging takes place. Till then, he's not Chayiv in Eitzim. So we see this Mnifodik Azach here in the Torah. And he's saying that when we discussed this in the Chabur, the first Chabur, and we continue to discuss it now, Be'ez Hashem. The Torah is saying clearly that in order to be Kriya Shaleich Yad, it needs to be a Tashmush that's Takem Mechasrit. It can't just be a simple Shtamshus. It needs to be a Shtamshus that's Mechasrit, that's going to make some type of destruction. It's going to cause some Chsorim. Some that sees the chesaron to the chayfets that you're using. Stamishes that doesn't do anything, like standing on a barrel or standing on a ladder, like Dor Chashulchan uses the example of standing on a ladder. If you took a guy's ladder and you used it to stand, whatever you did, you're not a you cannot be a shleich yad because that is a stamishes of sheinim chesaron, and in the stamishes sheinim chesaron, you cannot be a shleich yad. But that's a Torah. As they pass into Torah. Now, what's the pshat? Where did he get this from? Now, we know we need das achasr, but who told him that das achasr means to cause some type of destruction, some type of chesaron to that simchefet? L'chaire das achasr, we were saying the whole time, means a das to be mishtamishit, which I'm going to get back to that, that original chabur. Because we showed the last time that the das achasr and the ran, I'm going to get back to the ran and prove it again. With that mishta das chasr just meant that you have to have das to use the pekodin to be nene from the pekodin to actually use it. Stamp to steal it and do nothing with it. Stamp to cause hezek to the bag. Nah. But where did the Torah get this shita from that you have to make a real chasr? So the goyin comes along the goyin, and the goyin really, first of all, the goyin. Let me just say what the goyin. Stop. Let's first. Let me just, first. The goyin says like this. First, the goyin's matmir and the Torah a whole different question. And he says, where did the Torah get this from? That a shoyl shalom midas is a shleich yad. That's his first kasha. He matmir. Then he says, what's the lush name? Okay, well, I'm gonna So the Torah says I don't have the lush in front of me. I don't know why. I thought I wrote it down. Well, basically the Torah, they're going to ask like this. They're going to ask, Where, first of all, where did the Torah even get bechalal? Where did he get bechalal that a shor shalem midas is a shaleich yad? The pashas of the Gemara is that in order to be a shaleich yad, you need to be a gazan. You need to take something. Stam a shor shalem midas that doesn't do anything. All he does is be mishtamish. All he does is mishtamish with the pekodim. That's a shor shalem midas. Sorry, that's not a shor shalem midas. And he's medayik from the rishonis of the sugyon, because the Gemara. Remember, we went to the Gemara. The Gemara had three different terutzim of what does mean total atzarko. So one teretz was goizlo, second teretz was shlichus yad, and they were arguing of shlichus and any shlichus. And then came along Rav Sheshes. He said it was tiltala, was a shalech. He was just a shor shlamidas. He was stood on the barrel. He was a real shor shlamidas, and Pashas, what's going on in the Gemara is the first Lashon is saying that you hell Yeshua Siyad is Svich Chesor, and so he held you have to keep, the mission must be you're only a regular Gazan. And the middle man, Dolma, which was sort of Nos and the Yeldu Yoshua Echad, and Svich Chesor, and Svich Chesor, come along to Shesh, it's a fire on everybody. And he's saying, it's not a Gazan, it's not a Svich Chesor, it's a Shosh Lamidas Gazan, like the Gemara says. If Shesh is going to not tilt the law of the Elah Gonzalez, you're a Shosh Lamidas Gazan, you're not a Shalech Yad either. You're not a Gazan, you're not a Svich Chesor, you're just a regular. You're just all you are is a regular shor shalom midas gazan. Nothing to do with shlichus yad. He's medayke from the rishonis of the Gemara. Gemara says notla. By the first two, it says notla. It's mashma that notla is a lashon of exegel. Notla, either notla goizel kula, notla shleich loy bayad. According to Reb Nosson bar Abba still notla, because when you're shleich yad, you're a full fledged gazan. So it's shaykh lashon notla. The whole thing is nikkav berushuschol. But a shor shalom midas not, and then that's why it doesn't say notlo; it says tiltlo. So the going is done. Where did he get from? He's matmiya. The going is matmiya. Where did the Torah get the rishus to say that if you're shalech, that if you are mishtamish with the pekodim, if you're shalech shalom midas and pekodim, that you have a din shalech yad? Because there's no such shalech as yad. So the going says that where did the Torah get it from? He says he got it from the Gemara, from the story of Makabat Alum Leilel. Makabat Alum Leilel. So there the Gemara says there, he got it from there. And there the Gemara says it's a Shlichus Yad. And there the Gemara says, Gemara discusses Shlichus Yad, Tzichasar and Tzichasar, and the whole discussion. Clear over there also, all you were was a regular, simple Shal Shlomidas. So clear, that's where he got it from. What am I going to do with it? I was just Medayik from the Lashon of Rav Sheshes. Right, that Rav Sheshes said tilta lover of the goyzlis. So you see that a shalech yad. I'm sorry, a shor shalom midas is not a shlichus yad. Zokti goyin, there was not. He picked it up with just to stand on it. That's not a tashem shemachasra. So over there, of course, that's a regular shor shalom midas that doesn't fall into the category of a shalech yad. That's a regular shor shalom midas, because over there, that's not mechasra. That wasn't what das. When you stand on the barrel, you're not going to cause any damage to the barrel. So over there, you're talking only a shor shalom midas gazan. Mashenkin and Argimor, Makav Talum Be'alel is different, and there would cause damage, or whatever. Well, we'll discuss in a minute. Memeigel, that's the makor of the Shittas HaTorah. That shor shalom midas is takel a shaleich yad. However, it's tafkel if it's mechaser. If it's mechasro, so then you have the market. That's the case of makom tuum elel. That's the takel shlichus yad. If it's not mechasro, so then you just that's the Rav Sheshes' case. And Rav Sheshes' case, mevo, you only a shor shalom midas gazan. And this is the shitas haTorah. That's how the Goyin explains the Torah. Now there's another chiluk of the Torah. We're not that the Goyin brings in, but we're not going to discuss that for now. Okay. Anyways, our kaponim, what comes out like this is. That the Shittas HaTorah is that Haloch L'Maisel, a Shor Shalom Midas Gazan can only be considered a Shalech Yad only if he's Mishnamish and he's Mechaser, the Tashmish Mechaser. So what do you see? You see that the Shittas HaTorah is that Shlichus Yad in the Torah was a Parsha of Gzeilo, a real Gzeilo. Now, just to throw in for a minute, I don't know if I'm going to have time. Maybe I should just forget about it. I want to explain what the difference is shor shalom midas. I mean, basically, the basic chiluk between shor shalom midas gazlin and a regular gazlin is that a shoresh l'midas gazlan, right? There's a raiva that holds a shoresh l'midas gazlan. The halacha is that you don't have shini koinim. He doesn't have real kinyan the geneva, basically. The whole thing I can't go through. There's no time to go through it now. There's a raiva in Baba Kama that says a shoresh l'midas gazlan does not have kinyan the geneva. The nafkamina is it's not koinim b'shinui. And the biggest nafkamina is that the halacha is that yeshomen loy. We know there's a big difference between a gazlan and a shoyel. A gazlan, when he steals something and it gets ruined, he has to pay kasher gozel. He has to pay the exactly. He can't give back the shvorim, give back the broken pieces, and then pay on top of it. The gazlan, they have to pay. Once they gozel it, if you know gazel, it belongs to them. And when they break it, they broke their own thing. And if they mishtamish with it, they use it, they use their own thing. And they pay kashas gazel, they have to pay back. It's like they bought it. You only gazel. Shosh Mudas, the rabbi says, does not have that. He doesn't have kinyan gneiva. He just has a kinyan on the ishtamshus, but he doesn't have kinyan gneiva. Therefore, by him, shin is not koine, and by him, the shaman, like a regular shoyu. If it broke, he could pay back the chayfis itself and then pay above it, pay on it. So we know shlichas yad, we're going to learn later on in the next few gemaras, a shlichas yad is a real gazlan. The halacha is that ain't shaman loy. He has to pay kashas akzeilu. So it comes out very good why a shoresh l'midas would not be wouldn't fall under the category. However, a maiso, the Torah does hold that if you mechaser it, it's tak gzeil. If you pick it up mechaseroy, if you're taking in the cause a real chesaron to the chayfets, so that's tak a real form of gzeil, and that's the shittas ator. So according to the shittas ator, comes out of local mice in our case, there's no way to mechayev the guy out shoresh l'midas out shlichas yad either. Because over here, what are we talking about? The guy's sitting in a car. He was taka shleich yad, and he was taka shleich yad to be a shoyl, to be b'shtamish with this chayfitz. But on my soul, it's a tash b'shein mechasri. So according to the Torah, we can't be mechayim. Okay, there's no time to go through.
Is that a shoyl because of the previous Shtekel Torah?
And it's not a shoyl because of the Ramban. Right. It's not a shoyl because it's a kimmel like the Nesigus of the Ramban. Right. Okay, so I'm going to have to skip. Grab the Rashi, you also look like that. Wanted to go through Rashi, there's no time. Okay, so let's just go to the Ran and affairs with this Ran. Okay, the Ran, Lamai says, clearly Chovuk on this tour. And the Ran is like, the Ran asked this question. That ran like this. The Trumas Akri really asks on the
Ran.
Yeah, the Ran. I'm getting to the Ran. But I have to mark this. The Trumas Akri really asks this on the tour.
The Chiddush Aran?
Yeah. The same one that we were talking about, right? The same piece. V'holei Chosa, that Chiddush Aran. The Trumas Akri really asks, not seeing this Chiddush Aran. He didn't see the Ran. He didn't see the Ran. Obviously, then doesn't bring it. But the Trumas Akri asks right away on the tour, how could the tour say that you need a Tashrish Mechasri? Before Shni Gemara, that you don't need a Tashrish Mechasri. Because the Nachas Makav Atalum Yalel is not Mechasri. There's no Chasar.
Why HaKasha?
No, he was a Kishim Makav, that was the king. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. The Teretz of the Gemara was his chosu that he smacked it hard. But before the Gemara said it, that hekisha b'makel, it was only hekisha b'makel. He hit it to make a kinyan, and then he left the makel to Limele, but he didn't cause any chesaron to it.
But Rashi's answer is that he did cause chesaron.
Right. I know, but the Gemara is still mavur that if that's the Teretz to say that Rav maybe holds he needs chesaron, right? More is madchid the Ryan. But in the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara asks the holy chosro, right?
The Gemara said, "If you don't answer the chosro, it's before,
right,
even
right.
Without that hakasha,
right?"
No,
right.
That was just to get a chosro now. Machlekes the true chosro and answer your chosro is: do you need a chosro now? But whether it's a tashmish that over time is going to be mechasa,
right? So that's what I'm saying. So Pyro, it's so that right. So the Gemara's understanding was hanochas makav tulumilah, right? Hanochas makav tulumilah doesn't cause a chosro.
I mean, we saw it. Who do we see?
We thought it will. I mean, okay, they were trying to say it will.
Trying to bring down that it was something that over
Pashtus, it's not, right? Pashtus, it's not causing any chesaron. Even if you leave it there for a long time, it's very hard to say that Anoch's Makta Lulim Malel is going to cause a chesaron, right? It's very hard to say that, right? So it happens to be, there happens to be, the Chazon Ish says over here in the Shittas Hator, it's a Shittas Chazon Ish, so it's got to be said. Chazon Ish says that the din of this halach, of that sort, that you need, that the Torah says, that it needs to be a Tashmash Mechasroi, is only by Kelim, not by Baal Chaim. Because by Baal Chaim, I have to read the words, otherwise I wouldn't even be able to. By Baal Chaim, he says, "Vakochet tzolch echad ben Baal Chaim b'kelim the cliche in the machasroi in kan shliches yad af sheyesh b'shimush shover pruto zeh kipo chabayim avoloi rod b'kli av Baal Chaim amargishim tzar ubaleim b'zhorim al tzorom he roided b'behemas chaveroi choshev zeh kipo b'chepetz chaveroi." That's what he says. And he says the Torah is mechapish in Baal Chaim and Kerem, and the Shulchan Aruch that didn't say is because Pashas, when it says Hamishtamish is Pashas is speaking about Kerem. We're not talking about Baal Chaim, and that's how he wants to learn. But Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish Shita, you know, it's a plea. You don't find anyone else that says it. So obviously you have to say something like what you're saying. But okay, but anyways, let's get back to the question. Question was, is this? Let's get back to this question, which is the Ram. Question was over here is that we know that even the man Omar that's in its chesaron holds you need al dasachas, right? We spoke by the last rabur, the first rabur. Everyone, all the rishayim speak clearly that you need al dasachas, right? So the kasha is when the Gemara asks before we say that whatever some rishayim in the Shittataka do say that it's talking about that he left it on long enough that it's going to cause a chesaron. It's true, but it's not a simple teret. So the thing is like so the Ran Taka asked this kasha also. The Ran asked. You need Aldasa Chasro. The Ran and that Chiddush Ram also asks, Mamash asks this question, black and white. That even according to Mado, Omar Shlichas Yad and Shlichas Sorin, you need Aldasa Chasro. Where's the Dasa Chasro there? Was he affecting the Ram? Now the Ran only asked this question only according to the Ramban. Only according to the Ramban. The Ramban that he just brought 1 minute ago that said a Shoyer Shlomi Das can't be a Shoyer unless it's called an Oshloi. Unless he takes the foolish tamshus, he according to the Ramban, he asked the kasha. But according to himself, he doesn't have any kasha. It's very interesting. He only asked this kasha in the sheet of the Ramban. So what's the pshat? We're mamish almost done, and then mamish almost done. And again, not going to be here for too much longer. I just want to finish this last point. So if you look at the Rani, mamish only asked the kasha according to the Ramban's sheet that answered Rashi. I'm going to explain in a minute. Only according to Ramban Shita, the answer is Rashi's kasha. You're not a shoyl because there's no kohen or shel of the shoyl. Why? So Rebbe Ochber has a piece on this, and he says it must be the reason why it's not shver according to everybody else, the Ran by himself, and he says it because poshut, because he holds like the Baal Mor. What is the Baal Mor? The Baal Mor holds that every shoyl shlemidas is a regular shleich yah because he holds like the rivet that we discussed. The Shittas Baal Mor has to be discussed by itself. I'm not getting into it right now, but that's what he says. Well, what's the problem? If according to Ramban it's shver, but the Ran himself held like the Baal Mor. So what does he mean? It means it's like this. It means that what he's saying is like this. Then according to the Ran, there's no problem of that. There's no problem of being a chesaron. Why? Because over here the guy's mishtamish. This is like we said Sheldevek way much earlier. Even in the Ran Shito, Udaito Lachasa doesn't mean to Mechasa something. It doesn't mean to cause it, to make it ruin. It doesn't mean to destroy it. It means that you have to have Das to be Mishtamish with it. Right? So it comes out like this. This guy put a Machava to a Me'olel. So he's Mishtamish with it. But that Ishtamish is a very small Ishtamish. It's a Ishtamish Shem Boyak Pod. So according to the Mandom, Shriches Yad, Ainit Shriches Sorin. So very good. His Das is Taka Lachasa. Because his Das is Taka to be Mishtamish with it, a Tashmish that's going to end up the bottom be makbid on it. Because to leave the makbid to umay leah for forever, that's definitely a tashmish that the bottom is bishr, that the bottom is makbid on. To put it on, once it put it on here and there, in the chanami, that's a tashmish, that's a tashmish that's in a bottom is makbid on all of. Memego, so according to the madam, it's tzrich chasar and frek the gemara, there's no chasar yet. Because that is tashmish of putting makbid to umay leah, that's nothing. That's even if it's a shavu pruto, but it's a tashmish in a bottom makbid on all of. So maybe what comes out, there's you weren't machaser, there was nothing doing. But according to the Ma'adama, in its his dad is to leave it longer. So I'm not saying, so according to the Sheetz around, you don't have to cause clash to the behemoth. No, you just have to be mishnamish with it. Well, tashmish that the Bayam cares about, that's shlichus yad. So according to the Ma'adama, in its chesaron, so it's good, it's going to stay on. It's obviously it's going to reach a point where the Bayam is back, but so you're shleich yad, even though you didn't do it yet. But according to the Ma'adama, it's chesaron, you need to ready that process of Bayam now. You need to be mishtamish with it already. Hakpodes about now, so you don't have that because it's only on the fisho, and you didn't have that's the Gemara's kasha. That's how it would be according to Aliva the Emes. That's what it means. So what's the pshat? What does it mean to about Gemara? Because the basically what he's saying is the Ran holds that it's not like the Torah. You don't have to be mechaser betzim. The fact that you're mishtamish shloim midas or shoy shloim midas is also shlichus yad. Not like the Torah. Torah holds a shoyo shlomi, that's not a shlichus yad, unless he causes real chasar into an animal. The Ran holds, no. This, that shlichus chasar doesn't mean that cause chasar. The Ran holds shlichus chasar just means you have to be mishtamish, that the Bible's makbid of. And that's very good. So maybe it comes out very good. That's the Ran. However, according to Ramban, the Ran has a murder kikasha, because it comes out over here that the guy never even took a shayla, because according to Ramban, That if it's halachas be'efer, so then there is no ishtamshus that's not a shoyul, because he's oisim b'malachas of bagam at the same time that is being ishtamshus for himself. So it comes out he was not even a shoyul here. He took nothing. Now we me boy that it was not mechas an animal. He didn't even take a shayl on the animal. That's during Duran's kasha. Well, according to you Ramban, that you told me that you cannot be a shoyul unless this kol ano of the shomer. And there's no amnot to the Bailam. So it comes out, the effect the Ran, according to Yeramban, the Gemara, this, the Holy Chos, even according to Madam Ma'idin, he was not Mechavan to do anything. He wasn't Mechaser Bepoil, and he didn't even take a Shegel, because he's not a Shoyel. He's not a Shoyel. He did nothing. That's the Ran's cash. That's the Ran's cash on the Bible. Okay, this is the last point, and we're done. Comes along the Ran will finish it all with Ran Teretz, and then we're done. That's considered Halacha Maase. Comes along the Ran and says, a Moir Dika Teretz for the Ramban. Says, true, in a Chinami, it's talking out of Sheila. But you're still going to be Chayiv, midin Shlichus Yad. Because since the Halacha is in Shlichus Yad, we say Mikzosa Kekuloi. So come to Chois, the Betziruf, the Sheila, with the Halacha of Shlichus Yad, it comes out that he's going to be a Shlichus Yad. Why? Because he's mishtamish b'miksas, right? He put makam to umele. True, he's not a shoyim, but we say miksosik kikulay. And with that little mishtamishes, we say the Torah gives him a kinyan in the whole animal for that little mishtamishes. And the Bible's like he took the entire shayla. Midin shlichas yad, it gives him a full din shayla, and memeilo midin miksosik kikulay, memeilo schayvat shleicha. Okay, come back. So l'maisa loch l'maisa. What comes down to our story now? That's the pshat. That's the Ramban. That's the Ran. Now, so it comes down to our story. So, again, it's going to boil down to the same problem. It's going to boil down to the same. According to the Torah, zichen or shleich yad, right? According to everybody else, of course, Pashas, according to the Ran, of course, it's a shleich yad. Why not? He was a regular shoyl. You don't need a mechaser betzim. All you need is a shayla. If you took a shayla, so you're a shayla. Then you're a shayla. You're a shleich yad, right? However, according to Ramban, he didn't take a shayla. But according to Ramban, we're saying he did take a shayla because midin shlichus yad. He did take a shayla. So halacha maiso, it's going to be told who the muchzik is. If the muchzik is the owner of the car, if he never paid him yet. So you could say, Kimli like the Ramban and the Ran, that in this case, the Shlichus Yad will be Mechayiv, and even Midin Shoyu, because of Mitzosek Kikugoi says, that even though he was being Meshamash as a Bagam at the same time, But midin shlichas yad is chayv. So according to the Ramban in this case, he's chayv midin shlichas yad. And according to the Torah, he's potter. So it's going to be told whoever is the muchzik. Because that's the chiddush of the nifudik chiddush of the Ram. That miksosik kuloi could take that miksa sheilo that's not really a sheilo and make it a full sheilo, and now you chayv midin shlichas yad. So it comes out in our case, this case, according to Ramban and the Ram, he's a regular shaleich yad mischayv, boinsin, and according to the Torah, he's potter. So that's going to be the halacha maisim. Kimli. All right, Shkoyach for listening. Sorry, it's a little too
early. Yeah, I definitely did not understand the round like that. We were struggling to figure out his terrors, but now we have a marimbakum or bar kfer.
Well, I'm sorry.
Very cryptic round. Very hard to understand what his agenda is. He has a whole long story, but it's very hard.
Yeah. No. This is his explanation. I'm going to tell you, the Baruch Be'ah is even harder than the Ran. It's so hard to read.